We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
It's time, folks, for the Kentucky Oaks Day, and this is the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Is everybody awake now?
You got me.
Okay, all right. Welcome to the Race Day show for this Kentucky Oaks Friday, and we welcome you on the YouTube streaming network. And, of course, we are here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. We're waiting to get started for this Kentucky Oaks Day, that's for sure. Want to welcome everybody listening to us on our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course all of the websites that we're on, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world, our global iPhone, Android, and Google phone. Hey, we got you covered with your apps, the KSHP app and the YouTube app, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting. Welcome to the show. Well, it seems that this year for the Kentucky Derby, every day seems that we start with breaking news, and today hasn't changed. With the Kentucky Derby just tomorrow, we have late-breaking news, and John Lendo and Jonathan Hardoon here in studio got the scoop, baby.
Well, we told you yesterday that Baeza would get in. He was like 1-9 to get in, so he got in. And now there's another scratch this morning.
Go ahead. Well, let's start from yesterday afternoon.
Let's start with the scratch first.
Yeah, late yesterday afternoon, Rodriguez, trained by Bob Baffert, was declared out of the Kentucky Derby. He's battling a foot bruise, and he was the first one to declare, and that moved Baeza into the body of the race.
Mm-hmm.
With Baeza coming into the race, he is the first call for jockey Flavien Prat. Prat was also named on Neo Equos, number two in the Derby, and he will now be ridden by Luis Saez, who lost his mount to Pan Street when he got hurt in the last work before the Derby.
Right.
So those are the jockey changes. And then this morning, John Hardoon had another horse declared out of the Derby.
Grande's gone. And Paul Micropoli, he doesn't have to seem to have much luck when it comes to the Derby. He's had a couple of horses scratched late, and this is another one.
All I can say is if you saw that series on Netflix, the last one, where he just storms off and walks off the set, you know, sometimes, you know, the get-even factor is in there. So, in any case, I hate to see the horse scratch because he did run a nice second in the wood. And he'll be a nice horse later on. That's the kind of horse that, you know, Todd Pletcher will regroup and try to win the Travers with. But for today, we have Grande out. And so now what we're saying is there's only 19 horses in the Kentucky Derby?
Currently a field of 19 as we stand right now, but that obviously could change.
All right. Now, most of these horses, let's try to recap the horses that have been scratched with quarter cracks. Okay. They are, what is it? Well, we know Rodriguez.
And today, Grande, they say.
And there's another horse. Can't remember. Tappan Street got injured in his workout.
There's a couple horses under vet protocols right now.
Right now.
Including Render Judgment.
And Owen Almighty's on kind of an iffy, too.
And the McPeak horse also.
That's Render Judgment.
Oh, yeah. And he has a quarter crack. He's dealing with it, and they're going to try to patch it and see if he can run.
McPeak's horse, and who might that be?
Render Judgment.
Okay. Right. So, here's what we have. When we got all these horses that are coming up with quarter cracks and one that actually was injured in the workout, that can only tell you one thing, and that is that racetrack has got to be really hard and fast, so much so that those times yesterday at Churchill Downs was unbelievable.
They ran two 6-furlong sprint dirt races yesterday. Bob Baffert won a stakes race at the St. Matthews. His horse, Fort Bragg, went 108.04.
Yeah.
In an earlier allowance race, world record ran 107.8-something, 107 and 4.
107 and change for 6 furlongs. Now, come on, folks. You got to think that thing is lightning fast.
Right.
And that will lead to the most logical thing that happens when a track is too fast is that they get quarter cracks.
Well, I think the problem is they keep predicting rain. So maybe they're sealing the track and then opening it up and sealing it
again.
So who knows?
And when you open it up, you don't open it up as far down as you sealed it. And it just keeps layering up.
And it's hard as a rock.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. And obviously, anyone that played yesterday.
However, the weatherman might be right for tomorrow anyhow. Now, we understand it's great out there today, right, guys?
Well, it's overcast.
It was sunny during training hours this morning.
Yeah, okay. I heard it's overcast now, but there is no rain.
But the weather forecast for tomorrow says, what,
rain?
98% chance of rain tomorrow at Churchill Downs.
Well, we've been strung along all week by this prediction of rain. So.
You don't want to believe him now, do you, Ralph?
I mean, I'm telling you, the weatherman is not got a good batting average so far. But in any case, yesterday, it was a nice day out there yesterday. And all I can say is there were some crazy times out there. It was just amazing. But Juan Hernandez from Southern California, he has been hitting regularly with Mike Maker out at Churchill for the last week and a half. And even, I think he had a couple of shots at Keeneland. But Maker gave him another winner yesterday in the third race. He won that with Two Eagles River. That horse paid $4.36. It was a lot of favorites in between. But you had a $29 horse and another big-priced horse there. So it helped out a little. But the pick fours and pick fives were like anemic compared to what it's going to be like on today and tomorrow, I believe, anyhow. Although a lot of the stakes races today, and we're going to go over some of them for the folks, a lot of the stakes races today look like they're going to be favorites. But there is one stakes race today that more than one handicapper thinks the big favorite, the very popular favorite, might get beaten. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But the stakes race yesterday, there were three of them. the opening verse at a mile on the turf, won by Brilliant Birdie. And thank you very much, John Lendl, for Brilliant Birdie. That was a winner from John there. Sherry DeVoe's second win of the day. She had an earlier win in the seventh race with Jose Ortiz. That gave Ortiz his second win on the day, paying $12.72. But Brilliant Birdie bet down, but as the favorite got there, paid $5.14, outrunning Leganos, who finished second, and a Major Dude, who finished third in the race. So with a little bit of ingenuity there, that was a kind of an easy exacta, really, to hit with Leganos finishing second. In the St. Matthews, that's the race that, you know, Bob Baffert's Fort Bragg came back, you know, was battling with the lead, and then at the top of the stretch pulled away and won kind of with ease for Juan Hernandez and Bob Baffert. $14.52 for Fort Bragg's win in 108.04. Chaplin was second, and Happy Is a Choice was third in that stakes race.
And the other
Was the other Baffert.
Yeah, the other Baffert, who was the favorite, was actually pulled up. I think the horse bled and was vanned off. That's sad to see, but the horse will be okay, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That was
a
Speedboat Beach.
Right. Speedboat Beach, yeah. That was the one that Pratt rode in that race. And But that was a solid race there. And then Mr. Hardoon gave us the last race winner that paid for dinner last night. Stellify won with Florent Guru aboard, paying $7.60 for Brad Cox. And I only wish it was changed to the main track, as you said. If he goes on the main track, bet twice as much. But it wasn't. It was on the turf, and he won anyhow. So that kind of capsules what happened yesterday. But there's a lot of great races today. And so with you know, when you sit there and you think about just 3 weeks ago, we had Baeza was sitting there like number 25. There had to be five horses to scratch in or whatever. Now he's not only in, but there's still a spot left that would have gone to somebody else if not.
And you may see another two or three, you know, late defections.
And a couple of what rumors out there. Just give me rumors. I don't want to, you know, we're not going to.
Owen Almighty.
Owen Almighty, yeah.
Owen Almighty didn't train yesterday. Yeah. He's been under the vet protocols. So again, render judgment, we know.
Yeah, he's got the quarter crack.
Yeah. It's not impossible that he can run, but, you know, it's not ideal, obviously.
And if the track is off, they're really not going to want to run a horse with the quarter
exactly.
crack.
Exactly. What I was going to say is maybe in optimum conditions where the track has some cushion in and all that, you might get away with running with a quarter crack, because they do a good job of mending them when the –
And what that is, it's a split in the hoof.
Yeah,
it's almost like a split fingernail.
In your thumb, your nail.
Except you're not putting 1,000 pounds of weight on that running on it.
And in your nail, you can just cut it back. But there, you can't cut it back because it goes right up the hoof. So you got to, where they put screws in it and then they
put a bar shoe
underneath.
And a patch,
But still, you never know. It might hurt the horse. You don't know.
Well, that mud and that kind of stuff gets in there. Ouch. Yeah.
So anyhow, that's the deal, folks. And so now we got 19 in the Kentucky Derby. And in case you're betting, remember that the horse that's breaking from post 19 has actually got bet number 21. So please remember that.
Use the program numbers.
Yes. Yes. That is, of course, Baeza. And the late odds, the updated odds before it opens today, Citizen Bull is 14-1. That was a nice interview that Bob Baffert did on Fox News this morning.
Yeah. And it was before the scratch, but right afterwards they announced that Rodriguez would be.
But he
kind of tipped it off that.
He said the horse had a quarter crack, though. Neo Equus now with the new jockey, Luis Saez, aboard, 47-1. Final Gambit is 15. American Promise, 12. Admire Daytona, 37. Then we have Luxor Cafe, 12. That horse is getting a lot of even action. A lot of heavy, even action. Of course, this Japanese horse, and they're probably
and their money didn't even hit the pool.
Yeah, I know, I know. Well, they're sending over those. Yeah. They're sending over for the American money, too. Next, after that, is Journalism. He's still the favorite. Now he's 3-1. He went down to 3-1. Burnham Square is 16. I like that price.
Yeah, that's juicy. And he worked very well over the track.
He did.
Yeah.
He worked nice. Flying Mohawk, 33. East Avenue, 32. Publisher, the maiden that I think is going to get into the gimmicks.
Super.
Yes, into the gimmicks. Publisher is 28-1. Tiztastic, Steve Asmussen's other horse, is 18-1. You would think that horse would get a little bit more play. Render Judgment on the fence there at 12-1. Render Judgment, 12-1.
No, thank you.
No, okay. Cole Battle, 27-1. Sandman is 9-2. I'm not going to make any comments on that, but you guys can.
Wow.
Okay. Sovereignty is 9. That kind of figures there. Chunk of Gold, 29. Owen Almighty, 39. And Baeza, who got into the field, is at 23 until they open up the parimutuel wagering again today. Remember, folks, if you're coming here to the South Point, you can play all of the card tomorrow in the Kentucky Derby ahead of time if you don't want to get influenced when the party starts and all that, and you already want the tickets in your pocket. They'll get the advance wagering today. And you can do it right after you come to our seminar tonight. The seminar, the South Point Annual Kentucky Derby Seminar, is tonight, is here at the Grandview Lounge. It's adjacent to the racebook. These two guys, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo, are going to go over every horse in the race, give you their opinion, and then their picks. They're going to get their Kentucky Derby picks tonight at the seminar, okay? Plus any of the other key races that I think we ought to go over for tomorrow's big stakes races as well in the Kentucky Derby.
And there'll probably be more breaking news between now and then and tonight anyway.
Yeah,
so we'll update all that stuff.
And you guys are going to update all that stuff for us as well. It starts at 6 o'clock right after the races are over in Southern California. And, of course, we'll review what happens today in the Kentucky Oaks Day of Racing in Churchill Downs. But as far as the weather, it's okay today. But tomorrow, bring your raincoat and those poor derby hats. All those nice little guys will be drooping.
The hat contest.
So does a fascinator actually block any rain from hitting your head?
I don't know. I just found out what a fascinator was yesterday.
The good news is at the South Point, there's no rain, so
no
hats will get ruined.
Beautiful day out here today.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
The sun was blinding coming, because it was just rising when I was driving down the street. We're at 67 right now. We're going to get up to 88 degrees. That's the way it's going to be like for the rest of the weekend here. So, but it's always fast, firm, and perfect here. And, of course, that's where we'll be tomorrow for the Kentucky Derby party in the exhibit hall. Doors open at 9 a.m. Big banquet tables. Bring everybody. Come on down. We're going to have a Kentucky Derby party. A large bank of betting windows. If you'd like to bet on a kiosk, we got them, too. Not a problem for that. Food and beverage discounts so you're not bled before you make your bet. Just to eat and have a drink. My goodness. And, of course, they got a hat contest here. And it won't be drooping, folks, because it ain't going to be raining here. It'll be fine. Bring your finest hat because there's a hat contest with the cash prizes for the top performers there. And, of course, all the great stuff. And John and Jonathan and John will be here as well as I am. We'll have our big table sitting there with the big screen TVs, movie theater type screen TVs. Come on by and say hi. We'd love to see you because you see us every day, and we'd love to see you and talk with you as well. All that good stuff happening. And all I can say is I failed to go by the book this morning because it came right into the studio. Do we have the head-to-head?
We will have head-to-heads. And
for tonight?
Yeah, we'll get those out tonight on the seminar.
Okay, we're going to get them tonight.
I checked last night before I left, and they weren't up yet.
Well, I think what happened was, if I'm not mistaken, I think Vinny was going to use Rodriguez in one of the head-to-heads, so he had to change that around. We're going to get the latest on the head-to-head matchups that you can play here at the South Point. That'll be also on the seminar this evening. And by the way, the seminar is live here at the South Point, but if you happen to live way out in the Tules or something and can't make it, it's going to be on the Internet as well.
It'll be on my website for my show, thoroughbredla.com. It's here on the South Point Hotel Casino website.
That's right.
Go to Racebook, click on that. On the Racebook page, there's a button you can click and watch the seminar right there, 6 p.m.
Yes, you just go to the South Point Hotel .com there and get started with the regular South Point and then hit Racebook and it'll get you right to it. And we'll start that thing at 6 p.m. Pacific time tonight. Want to thank everybody for watching the Kentucky Derby preview show. But if you happen to miss it on Wednesday, it's still out there on YouTube. Check it out because we got picks from Chris Andrews, Vinny Mugliolo. We got also picks from Dwayne Carlucci. And, of course, Jerry J. and Rich Ang gave us some. You guys, I asked not to because we're going to do your two on the seminar tonight. And Alex White, poor Alex White, she worked so hard at handicapping, and she liked Rodriguez.
Well, she didn't lose.
No, she didn't. As a matter of fact, you're not going to lose any money with Alex's pick. So there you are. Anyhow, we got a lot to cover on this show, so we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, I'm going to get to ask these guys about the Kentucky Oaks today, and I'm going to pick out a few other stakes races that I want them to give us an opinion on, too. So don't go away. Racing menu after the break, and then the guys and our handicappers start. Jerry Jackowitz and Rich Anger also with us today, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to get out to the racing menu. Looking at the national scene across the country, though, it is clear right now in Kentucky, but there is rain coming, and most of the rain and the bad weather for today is in the great northeast, right up there on the Canadian border, etc. A little bit over Oklahoma and Texas, and a little bit more over Arkansas, but that's about it. The temperatures are fine across the country. We're finally getting to some spring, summertime temperatures as well. So here is the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. First post time specific. If you're not in it, adjust to it. We don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, we're going to start off with Churchill Downs. Get ready, folks. Because as soon as Jerry says his sign-off, the first race is going to run at Churchill Downs. First post time at Churchill Downs is 8 a.m. today. 13 races on the card, 7 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The Edgewood will be the 5th. The Ali Sheba, which is going to be a goodie, and I'm going to ask these guys about that one. That's the 6th. The La Trion is the 7th, and that is a good one featuring Torpedo Anna. I'm going to ask these guys about that. The Modesty will be the 8th race. The 8 Bells for the 3-year-old fillies going 7 furlongs. We'll get their picks and their thoughts about that. The 10th race is the Unbridled Sydney on the turf. And then the 11th race, of course, is the $1.5 million Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. It is the female counterpart of the Kentucky Derby, the Kentucky Oaks. 14 in it. We have one late scratch. 5G is out. 5G has been scratched in it, so now there's only 13 in that race. And, of course, 13 races overall at Churchill Downs. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover today stands at $31,490. And, again, first post time, you can say it with me, 8 o'clock this morning. Laurel Park is next. They got 9 races. By the way, Laurel will wrap up their season tomorrow, and then they go over to Pimlico. But Laurel has 9 races today. And their first post time at Laurel is set at 9:10 at Laurel. Tampa Bay Downs has a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $7,432. They have 9 races. Their first post time is at 9:15 at Tampa Bay. Gulfstream Park, 9 races there. Pick 6 rainbow jackpot carryover is a goodie, $205,270. First post time at Gulfstream for 9 races, 9:50. Oaklawn Park, Hot Springs, Arkansas, they'll wrap up their racing card tomorrow as well. Their big racing season ends tomorrow at Oaklawn. Today, however, 12 races, and they got a couple of stakes races. The Lake Hamilton is the 8th. The favorite there, 2-5, is Skelly going that 6 furlongs. And then in the Bachelor Stakes, the 11th race at 6 furlongs for 3-year-olds, we got the 8-5 favorite is Kale's Angel. First post time at Oaklawn Park today is 10 a.m. for their 12 race card. Belmont at Aqueduct has 9 races today. Their feature race comes early. It's the 3rd race on the card is the Sheepshead Bay Stakes at 1 3/8 on the inner turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. In that race, Amanda's Folly is the 3-5 favorite with Jose Lascano Belmont at Aqueduct's. First post time is set at 10:10. 10:10 first post at Belmont at Aqueduct. Then we get out to Santa Anita in Southern California. They got 9 races today there. Santa Anita's first post time is at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. Penn National has 7 races. Their first post time is at 2:45. Evangeline Downs got 9 races. They got 3 stakes races. The 6th, 7th, and 8th race are $60,000 stakes races. First post time at Evangeline today for their 9 races set at 3:30. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown on the menu for today. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $7,450, 8 races at Charlestown, and a first post time of 4 p.m. Do want to make one correction that we had for tomorrow with some of the other racetracks that will have early post times trying to get around the big Kentucky Derby card. Aqueduct will start at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Churchill Downs will be again at 8 o'clock like it is today. Horseshoe Indianapolis, I should say, starts at 7:45. Laurel Park's closing day at 9 a.m. Penn National is at 11 a.m. You got Turf Paradise at 11:30. And, John, I said Santa Anita was going to go at 11 a.m. because that's what they gave us, but they have changed it now to 1 o'clock?
I don't know. I know that the overnight where the races came out from Santa Anita says first post time is 1 o'clock. I'll verify it, but that's what I had, and that's what I was going by, yes.
That makes sense, and I'll tell you why. Because on the West Coast, you know, by the time all the racing is over at Churchill Downs, people have a shot maybe to bet the late pick 5 or something at Santa Anita.
That's what they try to do, have one bet laying out there after all that stuff ends, yeah.
For those of us who can still go to the ATM and grab some money and try to get out.
The get out wager, yes.
All right, but we're not going to get out because we're going to be ahead of the game, and we're going to start today at Churchill Downs. And, of course, as I said, we're going to start with the sixth race at Churchill Downs, I believe is the first one that I wanted to take a look at, and that is the Ali Sheba at a mile and 16th for four-year-olds and up, a field of 6. But look at this. Locked is in there at 2-1 on the morning line. You have Fierceness in there at 6-5, and you got Hall of Fame at 4-1. That's enough, isn't it, guys?
Well, it's a six-horse field, Ralph, and really, to be honest with everybody, I think today's kind of chalky.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like it's a lot of short-priced horses, and it looks like a two-horse race on paper, Locked and Fierceness, and Pletcher holds the cards here. I gave a slight edge to Locked, but I hear Fierceness is working extremely well.
Well, I watched the videos on Fierceness. He is really working super, and he runs well fresh. And he's got a tactical speed edge on Locked, who I think are easily the two best horses in here. And the mile and 16th distance, Locked coming off the mile and a quarter Santa Anita handicap win. This might be a little bit short for his best, yes. Fierceness has all the tactical advantages in that race.
But Fierceness is also coming off of a layoff, so that could be the equalizer.
Yeah, now this is what I'm going to do in this race because, you know, like he says, it's favorites. So I'm going to do the 2-4-4-2 in the first two slots in the trifecta. And then in the third slot, I'm going to put the one-horse Katona in there at 20-1. I think that horse might be able to get in the trifecta.
Well, he comes back from Maiden for turning to Doug O'Neill, and he's not going to send him out unless he's ready to go.
He's not going to embarrass the horse. Right. I think that is a live horse for third to try to make the trifecta happen.
I just don't know how much a try is going to pay in a six-horse field, so that's a pass for me.
Well, okay, I look at it, it's like a mountain. If it's there, you climb it. if there's a race here, you bet it.
You bet it? Okay.
In any case, we're going to go to the next race, and that is, of course, the seventh race on the card. This one is the $1 million grade one Lot Trion at a mile and 16th for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. In this race, the huge favorite in it is Torpedo Anna, although the morning line maker was generous giving him the 2-5 favoritism there. But there are a few fillies and mares in this race that have been knocking on the door and might. Well, we'll wait and see what you guys say. But Torpedo Anna is at 2-5 on the morning line in a field of 7. But this, I think, is going to be her toughest test, at least, in a long time.
Well, she keeps passing the test, Ralph. She's 10-12 lifetime with 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think she's going to be very tough. An interesting price horse here to me is the 3, Literate. Martin Drexler, anyone that's been playing Gulfstream this year, this guy is unbelievable. Every horse he sends out runs big. 30-1, why not? I'll play 2-3 exacta.
And Torpedo Anna, obviously, is the 2 horse. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of people who are looking at the four-horse Raging Sea with Flavian Pratt. John?
Yeah, that's where I'm at here. You know, Thorpita Anna, ever since that where she just got beaten in the Travers, I don't think she's been as spectacular. She won the Breeders' Cup with an easy trip. She's had two easy trips down at Oaklawn Park.
Yep.
And the Apple Blossom, visually it wasn't as good as I thought she was going to be.
Yeah.
Obviously, it might have been just an easy race, and she's going to be the one to beat here. But Chad Brown runs two in here, and number five, Randomized, has speed.
Oh.
I got to think he's going to
put the rabbit.
Exactly.
You think?
Pace,
yeah.
Make the favorite chaser and sit in the back with Raging Sea and see if you can pick her up. So, you know, I'm going to just cover the race. I like Raging Sea. If I get the 9-2 morning line, that's a fair price to take a shot anyways.
The problem is she's not even giving weight up. She's carrying the same weight, so.
And there's an awful lot of ones by her name. Yeah. That makes it tough.
Yeah. But you got Flavian Pratt aboard.
Yeah.
And that makes may make up
for the, has Flavian
Pratt. Yeah, right. Yeah. That may make up for the weight, equalizer there. In any case, that's the way you guys see that. Then we're going to go over to the ninth race on the card, and that is the Eight Bells for three-year-old fillies that can't get the mile and an eighth, so they gave her the seven furlong Eight Bells, $600,000 purse, and there are 12 in that race. I'll check and see if there's any late scratches.
The one is scratched, Unchained Elaine.
Unchained Elaine is already scratched?
Okay. Yes, sir.
She is no longer chained to participating. Okay, so now we have 11 in that race, and John, how do you see this?
Go ahead, John, because I know you like this race.
I like the 12 horse. I like the Brad Cox horse in here. Eklant, I guess, is the way you pronounce it.
Eklatant.
Yeah, Eklatant. Yeah. She's just going to get a perfect trip. She's really drawn well. You know, she's got the 11 post now with the late scratch of the one. She's going to be the favorite, but I think she's going to be tough.
Okay.
Yeah, she's never been beaten sprinting.
Right.
Draws outside. She doesn't have to have the lead, so she'll stalk. She's going to be tough in here. If you're trying to catch something underneath at a price, I think both number 7, Mandela at 15-1, and Kimchi Cat, number 6 at 15-1, either one of those can get in the number there. So I'll use Eklatant on top of those two, and I'll throw in Pulse Bay in there as well. But Eklatant the one to beat.
You know, it's exactly how I was going to look and play this, except I'm going to throw the 8-horse Blue Fire in there underneath, because Jose Ortiz is riding. He's doing well over there. So Eklatant is the 12-horse, and you guys have suggested numbers 6, 7, and what's the other one? 10.
Right.
6, 7, and 10, and I'm going to throw the 8 in there underneath.
The 12.
The 12 on top.
Right.
Yeah, 12 on top.
Right.
Yeah, the 8 underneath. Yeah, Eklatant. We're going to give it the race to Eklatant. Go ahead. Give it the race to Eklatant.
Okay.
Okay. Now we get to the main event. Of course, the 11th race is the Kentucky Oaks. A field of 14, now 13, because we can scratch number 8, 5G. 5G is out. And, you got to get by Good Cheer.
Well, she's 6-for-6, Ralph, and she's probably going to be 7-for-7 after today. So Saez and Cox are going to have their standard good day on these big days.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to turn this horse, who's going to probably be 3-to-5, into somewhat of a price, because I like a 30-to-1 shot to get in.
And humana.
Number 12, Anna's Promise. Carlos David actually claimed this horse 2 starts back, and both races since joining the Carlos David barn have been very, very good. 30-to-1, way too big a price. I like 11-12.
Okay, now, are we going to just consider that we're just going to give La Cara the lead in this race, right?
There's a lot of speed in here. Simply Joking from post 2 is going to go.
Yeah.
Finally, number 3 has speed. La Cara, when she gets the lead, she was handed the lead last time. She's going to have to work for the lead today.
No easy lead.
Right. And then you have Anna's Promise, who has speed. And from the far outside, when Quiet Side drew outside at Oakland, they sent her and put her up on the lead. So I think it's going to be a contested pace.
All right, so then we will. What about the Baffert's horse, Tenman?
That's my exacta horse. I like Good Cheer in here. She's done everything right. She's got a great turn of foot, and she's versatile. So I think she's going to win. But Tenma has been beating up on some really soft fillies at Santa Anita. But you got to remember, she doesn't like that racetrack.
Uh-huh.
She's never trained well there, but she's winning anyway. She gets on a firmer. We talked about the firm dirt at Churchill Downs. Mm-hmm. She liked Del Mar, where it was a little bit firmer than Santa Anita. I think she's going to like the Churchill Downs racetrack. She'll like the mile and an eighth. The distance is good for her. She's 12-to-1 on the program. So I'm just going to try and cold deck an 11-9 exacta there in the Oaks.
All right, so you like 11-9, and Hardoon's going to do the 11-12, and I'm going to split the difference and go the 11 over the 9-12, and I'm going to throw Licara in there anyhow. I got to tell you, though, if Ballerina de Oro stays at 10-1 or anyone near there, I will put that horse in because Flavian Pratt is riding it, and he's going to figure out if the pace is hot or not early in this game and put this horse on the somewhere in the race to have the best chance of winning. And that's all you got to do to get in the gimmicks.
Well, if all the speed shows up like we think,
yeah,
she's going to pick up pieces,
yep,
because she's the true closer,
yep,
in the race. Yeah.
I don't think she can pick up a
she's not going to be good cheer, but she could, may get the other nine of them.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's for sure. All right, so that's the Kentucky Oaks. Everybody is consistent with the fact that Good Cheer looks like a solid favorite in this race. But do those gimmicks and try to get some of that money, because it's going to be a big handle today at Churchill Downs. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to get Jonathan's picks. I'm going to wait for John Lindo a bit later on with Jerry. So we're going to get your picks out of the way right now, Jonathan.
Okay, so first of our three radio plays comes in the eighth race today at Belmont, and I like the number four horse in here, Tongue Twister. This is a four-year-old filly who was transferred to the Carlos David Barn two starts back, and both races since joining the Carlos David Barn have been very good. This horse also has a win at Aqueduct, 3-for-6 at the distance, 8-to-1 on the morning line. I like number four, Tongue Twister, to upset and win today's eighth race out at Belmont at Aqueduct.
8-to-1, too. Is this turf only?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the eighth race at Aqueduct, it is scheduled for the turf. Number four, Tongue Twister. The four, Tongue Twister, in the eighth race is your play at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct, I should say.
Aqueduct, yeah.
Yeah, what's next?
Let's go to Churchill and look at race number three. And I like the number 11 horse in here, Vivaldi, four-year-old colt from the Chad Brown Barn, Flavian Pratt aboard to ride. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start, 5-to-1 on the morning line. Number four, Vivaldi, wins today's third race.
All right, Vivaldi for victory, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, in the third race, the 11, I would imagine you're going to wrap it up in SoCal.
Yeah, fifth race today, 6 furlongs sprinting on the turf. Number eight, Don't Swear, Dave. This horse is really rounding into form now. Hector Palmer sends this horse out. Victor Espinoza aboard to ride, 5-to-1 on the morning line. Number eight, Don't Swear, Dave, wins today's fifth.
All right, center. And we hope that this horse's performance doesn't have the backers swearing. So we have Don't Swear, Dave. And we're going to keep it that way. The eight horse in the fifth race today at Sandy, of course, that's the anchor race in the early pick four and early pick five, fifth race, the eight. And you've got handicapping sheets, obviously, and all those places, and Oaklawn as well, right?
Yeah, JONHARDOON.com.
Okay, good enough. Now we're going to take a break. When we come back, Rich Eng is coming by, and, of course, we'll still have Jerry Jackowitz yet, and we still got John Lindo's picks to go, his official radio TV picks for today. So don't go away and keep chatting.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risks their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas on this quick-moving Kentucky Oaks Day Race Day show. Now we're going to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie, John, viewers and listeners.
Well, Richie, I perused your extensive handicapping sheets for both today, the Kentucky Oaks Day and the Kentucky Derby Day, the special ones that you do. And I got to tell everybody out there, you've done a lot of work on them, and they are available right now for the full Churchill Downs program today on Kentucky Oaks Day and tomorrow Kentucky Derby Day.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ralph. Like the handicappers in the studio with you, we put a lot of work, a lot of elbow grease into these. So knock on wood, the past performances have been good. Hopefully this year will be just as strong.
All right, Richie, you got a thought about the Kentucky Oaks today before we get a pick from you?
Yeah, in my report for Brisbane.com, I actually went with Tenma, the Baffert filly, as my top choice. I've heard the comments from you guys, and I know Good Cheer is going to be a single for a lot of people out there. But, you know, Baffert at 12-1 with a horse that he really likes, I think he could do worse than putting Bob Baffert on your ticket. Tenma in the Oaks for me.
Okay, you've got Tenma there. Richie, of course, you got a full sheet for all the races today at Churchill, as well as you have a full handicapping sheet at Santa Anita for today as well. Both those products can be had at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. So we do turn to Southern California and get a selection from you.
But tell you what, I actually am going to volunteer a pick on the Churchill card today, Ralph.
Oh, good. Okay,
Yeah, let's go to race number 8, which is, let's see which one of the stakes is.
The Modesty.
Grade 3 Modesty. Mm-hmm. The heavy favorite is going to be the 7, She Feels Pretty. And the only knock on her is that she hasn't had a race this year yet, coming in off training for Sherry DeVoe. I think a horse that's going to be dead fit off of 2 starts, both wins, is the number 8, Saffron Moon, for Chad Brown. So let's go with the 8, Saffron Moon, to upset a heavy, heavy favorite, the 7. Let's go with Saffron Moon.
All right, Flavian Proud aboard. 8th race at Churchill, the 8 horse, Saffron Moon, number 8, Saffron Moon in the 8th. That's Rich picks for the Churchill Downs. Okay, now we'll get you Sam Nita pick.
Yeah, let's go to the finale. This is going to end a long, long day of horse racing, Ralph. Race 9 at Santa Anita. Mm-hmm. It's a race that looks like it's got a lot of speed, a lot of S1s in my markings. I'm going to go with the horse who's going to sit a trip and close. Number 1, Chasing Money, 9-2 in the morning line. Kyle Frey on the rail. This horse should be finishing and hopefully passing all the tired horses up front. 1, Chasing Money in the 9th.
9th and final race today at Santa Anita. Probably the 9th and final race of betting for today for a lot of guys that are starting out as soon as we get off the air. In the 9th race, the 1, Chasing Money, the 1, Chasing Money, is Rich Eng's play at Santa Anita. Again, his full sheet for Churchill Downs and his selections for Santa Anita available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. And, of course, tomorrow as well. You did the same thing on Kentucky Derby Day, a full big sheet there. And, of course, you'll have your Santa Anita picks for tomorrow as well on the Race Day site. Richie, in looking at what has happened so far at Churchill Downs this week and performances there, what are you taking away that can be used to tweak any handicapping for people going forward for today and tomorrow at Churchill?
Well, some of the times have been really fast, and I've heard you guys talking about the possibility that they keep sealing the racetrack with the potential rain. Mm-hmm. You'll cut it open, you seal it again. It kind of tends to make the surface harder, firmer, which will help speed. But, sometimes track superintendents, when they hear criticism about the racetrack, they might overreact. If that's the case, you know, we got to see what it's going to look like today and tomorrow, because if people are complaining that it's a highway out there, well, they might try to make some adjustments to it. So we'll have to see in the early races.
And, of course, though, with the rain looming and looming and looming, and if it finally gets there tomorrow, we all know that the Churchill Downs racetrack, no matter how much rain it gets, give it a couple hours to dry off, and it could be very close to fast by Derby time, which is, I believe, almost 7 o'clock on the East Coast and close to 4 o'clock here.
Yeah, you know, a quick anecdote before I sign off, Ralph. I was working for ABC Sports the year Derby for Gopher Gin, and it was raining like heck most of the morning. Mm-hmm. I remember walking out on the racetrack. I had mud boots on, mm-hmm. and the track was so firm, even though it was sealed, that you wouldn't leave a footprint. And, you know, Nick Zito read that, and he just had Go Virginia go to the lead, and he never stopped.
Yep, he told Chris McCarron, when they open the gate, go for the lead and improve your position from there, as they say in the business. Hey, thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my man.
Hey, thanks, Ralph, John. Have a great seminar tonight, fellas.
All right, thank you very much. Well, the seminar, if it's great, will be totally dependent on these two guys to my left and your right out there, because these are the guys that will be making the picks and doing the assessments. In any case, we still got Jerry Jackowitz and John Lendo's picks yet to go on the show, so don't you do it. Don't go away. Chat away. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty. Again, we want to remind you, tonight, here at the South Point in the Grand View Lounge, the Kentucky Derby Seminar featuring our key handicappers here, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo. Of course, John Lendo's Lendo Report in-house here every racing day in Southern California and a whole lot of racing days in other places. John, your Lendo Report, I guess, is going to cover Churchill Downs tomorrow as well, isn't it?
I've got full card Churchill and Santa Anita today and tomorrow, yes.
All right, good enough, my man. And don't forget, that starts at 6 o'clock in the Grandview Lounge, and it's free of charge. Come on out. It's going to be nice. And we'll go over all the horses in the Derby and then get their picks and then some other key races as we did today for the Kentucky Oaks. It looks like today, if all goes to Hoyle, so to speak, that there's going to be a lot of favorites winning. But you just get like, you know, there's a people are going back and forth about whether this is the time to beat Torpedo Anna or not. One of those races like that you get. And the gimmicks can start paying, you know, the pick fives and pick fours can start paying good.
Well, you know, I think in the rolling bets, you can't play a lot of real big spread tickets because yeah. enough favorites are going to win. It's going to keep it down. So yeah. keep it a little tight. You take your shots where you can here and there. And if you get right on those, then you get the overlay that you're looking for.
I think the race with Torpedo Anna, if you were using that as part of your picks, you would use Torpedo Anna to make sure you have her covered.
Right.
And then maybe one other horse that you think might be able to beat her today.
Or you could press Torpedo Anna yeah. and make a small, you know.
Yeah.
That's probably the right way to do it if you're trying to beat her.
Yeah. Yep. That's for sure. And, of course, I got to tell you, the Ali Sheba is going to be a good race. But you got ferociousness in there. Or fierceness, I should say.
But, again, we're talking about favorites.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, fierceness will be the favorite, but
or
I mean,
locked, but they're going to be, you know. Yeah,
they'll both be 6-5.
Six to five, right. Yeah. So, I mean, the Hall of Fame could be 4 or 5 to 1 in that race.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. He's still going to beat them.
I'm getting Katona in the trifecta. I don't care what you guys say. Katona could finish third. All right, guys. John, I guess it's time for your picks.
All right. I guess you mentioned that the horse I liked in the second is a late scratch, so we're going to skip down to the fourth race today at Churchill Downs. In mm-hmm. the fourth at Churchill, number 9, Mindy's Union, I thought looked good winning the maiden race at Fairgrounds last time. That was a good field. There was a good group of fillies behind her. Comes out to Churchill Downs, draws an outside post. I just think she's a filly on the improve, and she doesn't have to have the lead. She can stock from out there. 8-1 on the morning line is a very fair price. So number 9, Mindy's Union, race 4 at Churchill Downs.
Well, you know, I got to tell you guys gave me two pieces of the early pick 5 at Churchill Downs. The first two races, it looked like they could be spread races. And remember, folks, that race is going to go in about 6-7 minutes. But if you can single Jonathan's horse in the third race and your horse in the fourth, then we get to the Edgewood Stakes where, you know, you got to use nitrogen and Vixen in that race. You can maybe go maybe three deep in that race, and then you can really start spreading the first two to try to hit that pick five.
Like, if you can beat a couple of favorites, you're still going to catch an overlay. That's the whole idea. Try and find the value wherever you think it's at.
Yep. And John Lindo's Lindo Report for all of Churchill Downs and all of Santa Anita today, available right now in only one place in your gaming capital here in Las Vegas. It's right here at the South Point, and it's free of charge, complimentary from the South Point Racebook, because they love horse players here. It's obvious. All right, let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by there with Jerry with his Giants hat on. Jerry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
All right, you had your seminar yesterday, did you not?
Yeah, we did. It was great over at Boulder Station. Yeah. We had the time, yeah.
All right, so now you revealed your Derby horse in the seminar yesterday.
More or less.
What I did is
I revealed that I like three horses.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that's the best overlay of the three will probably be my bet.
Uh-huh.
And the three horses that I like are the three Final Gambit, the 8 Journalism, and the 10 Grande. And I would say
Grande has been scratched.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
All right, well, we're not going to bet him.
No. If you bet him, you're going to have a hard time.
Now we're down to two.
Yeah. I can say it's right.
I might double key them. But again, I don't want to bet below 5.
All right, we'll get your final put in stone picks tomorrow on the show for the Derby. But I will ask you one thing now, and then I'll get your picks real quick.
Sure.
And that is, if the track changes from what we've seen it in the past couple of days, and it rains hard enough around post time to where it won't dry off that quick, does that change your perspective?
No.
Okay. Now let's get to your picks.
I mean, just a quick comment. They're young horses, and who knows what all lovely things they'll do. Hopefully people will bet them wrong, that's all. All right, let's go to the let's go to Aqueduct. Let's go to the first race. Number 6, Welcome Back, Babe. Just looks right to me. We'll take the 6 over the 3-4-5, reverse 3-4-5 over the 6. We'll take the 6 in race 1 at Aqueduct.
Yes, and that first race at Aqueduct, post time at 10:10 Pacific time. Javier Castellano aboard your horse. So in the opener, the first race at 10:10 a.m., the 6, Welcome Back,
Babe.
Sorry.
Welcome Back, Babe.
I put something over the B. Welcome Back, Babe, over the 3-4-5. The 6 over 3-4-5 in the opener. What about Santa Anita?
Let's go to the third at Santa Anita. Number 3, Unwritten Code from Jeff Mullins. First off, Acclaim. I think he's a little faster than these. He's got Rail Gutierrez, good speed rider, up. I like him on the turf. 6 furlongs is right. Let's take the 3 over the 1-2-4, reverse 1-2-4 over the 3, but the 3, Unwritten Code, race number 3.
All right. Now, of course, John Lindo had a pick at Santa Anita as well, didn't you, John?
I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm waiting for you to go ahead and give it.
Who's John got?
It's in the same race, Jerry. Go ahead.
I'm on Exacta Box in the third race of Santa Anita. I like number 6. She's a joker coming off a layoff for Peter Miller. She loves the flat course sprinting. At Santa Anita, protected off the claim, always a good sign, good works here. She's 6-1 at number 6. She's a joker, race 3, Santa Anita.
Can't get better than that.
All right, so Jerry,
both good, different ideas, bring them together, let's get some money.
Yeah, that's exactly why I waited for that, because you guys jumped in the same race, and that gives us a good perspective in our handicappers and what they do. In the third race, he likes the 6. You like the 3. So I got a Scirocco play here for this Kentucky Oaks Day at Santa Anita.
I notice a lot of the time that John and I are in the same race. We both don't like the favorite that much.
We're trying to find the races where there's value.
Value. So the Scirocco play is going to be the 3-6-6-3 Exacta Box in the third race. Jerry has the 3 over 1-2-4, and I'm assuming you're going to put the 6 in now.
Absolutely.
There you go. You're going to put the 6 in as well.
100%.
And your key horse is the 3. Again, Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Belmont at Aqueduct today, available right now at Jerry J's Power Page. And, of course, Jerry, I am sure that on your power pages tomorrow, you'll be at least putting the Kentucky Derby on as well.
Yeah, right. And I want to bring up another comment real quickly. John mentioned the other day that Tenma hated Santa Anita, and I had the same opinion from watching her race over at Santa Anita. I think it makes a lot of sense to play her today, thinking maybe she'll find a track that she loves and explode for you.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot for that last thought about the Kentucky Oaks today from Jerry Jackwitz. How about that? We got a pick from Jerry in the Kentucky Oaks. Jerry, go ahead and say it, my man.
Have a great race day.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.